And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So I was talking to somebody this morning about Just Love Coffee. A guy named Mike was saying that he went over there just recently. And yeah, Just Love Coffee, I got to say this. Their menu is spectacular. Their coffees are outstanding. And they've got what I call, you know, the regular coffees, the award-winning dry roast coffees. They've got the different blends. They can grind the beans for you, make a steaming cup of black coffee. I like that. Charlene has the one she calls the treat coffees that are also on the menu, the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. And so all I'm saying is this. They got great food. They got great coffees. They got other beverages. But here's the thing. They've also got great atmosphere. There's so many folks right now that work remotely. They've got Wi-Fi at all their locations. You can hang out. You can pick a table in the corner. You can visit with friends. You can read a book. In fact, when I went to the Madison location, they've got like books on the shelf that you can just borrow and read, and just hang out. Enjoy the atmosphere. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the beverages. And just know that Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in our listening area, is there for you. One out on Hughes Road in Madison, and the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Hughes Road out in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafes. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I am switching gears. I'm in number three. Brother, I made it to number three. Number three in the Triple Dipper. And I've got a euphemistic title here. Speak Now, Know, as in K-N-O-W, like knowing things. Speak Now, Know Peace. There's stuff happening in this world that if we don't start standing up and speaking up, we're going to get caught flat-footed when we realize that a certain right or a cultural norm or a traditional value has just gone away. Just like gone. Because no one said anything. Never let it be said that if we lose some rights, y'all, if we lose some rights, let it be because we fought the good fight and they took it from us, but we didn't prevail. But never let it be said that we lost our rights because we sat idly by and did nothing. And there are things happening right now, left and right, that are clear indicators that we have got to speak up. And you know what? The left hates it when we do, which to me is like, you know, that's a win too. You can't say that. You can't do that. You can't speak up. You're an insurrectionist. Well, okay, Phil, now you just invoked your insurrection. Well, they do that. How about this story? From the Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Do you like how I did that little... That was my nifty paper rattle.
That was good.
You like getting pretty good at the paper rattle. All right. Headline, Daily Caller dated yesterday, coordinated attack. Democrat representative compares parents speaking up at school board meetings to January 6th. Of course. January 6th was all things evil as far as they're concerned. How dare you? Anyway, Democrat Georgia representative, I assume he's a state representative, Hank Johnson, compared parents speaking up at school board meetings to the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. During remarks to the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. So I don't know if he's a state or U.S. delegation member. Anyway, here's his quote. January 6, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history, Johnson said. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection. They occupied the Capitol. Five people were killed. Hundreds were injured. Five people killed? There was one person killed, by the way, and she was a Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt. Thank you very much. Including hundreds of Capitol Hill peace officers, attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day we'll never forget. But then here's where he goes way astray. People on the local level that affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6th, like January 6th, disrupting meetings. He went on to say then that parents who speak out at school board meetings are a coordinated attack happening across the country. Well, I tell you what. He's an idiot. There's that. But if we let knuckleheads like this quell us from speaking out when we're supposed to, then we have already given in. Absolutely, already given in. So I got a series of these I'm going to walk through. Things that are happening in universities, communities, in political circles, things that are happening in the financial sector that we have got to speak into or we're going to lose our rights by just literally not speaking up. Boomer, if I'm going to get that call, I got me maybe a minute to get it. So let's do that. I'll take that call real quick. But yeah, folks, you want to call in, the number is 833-687-4448. Boomer, I'll go ahead and take it. Line four. Is he good? Does he want to go on? Okay. All right, Matt from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, you're talking about Hank Johnson from Georgia, correct?
I don't know. Yeah, it is Hank Johnson. You're right. Hank Johnson from Georgia, yes.
So he is a U.S. rep.
Is he really?
And he's the same dude that thought that building a large military base on Guam would cause the island to capsize.
Oh, that guy?
That's the same guy.
You know, it's living proof that there is not an intellectual requirement to be a member of Congress.
Apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
He also thought they had a legislation out to limit the amount of helium we use, and his opening statement was, imagine a world without balloons, which is the reason we want to stop helium. Right? We're wasting it with balloons. I mean, the guy is a complete and utter failure.
Well, you know what, though? I don't want a world without balloons, Matt. I really don't. I love balloons. Balloons are good.
Right. I know.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks for the call, brother. We appreciate it. We're about to go to a break, so I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Oh, my gosh. And, yes, I just had somebody else text me in. Shelton from Harvest just texted in. Here's my double confirmation. Unfortunately, Johnson is a U.S. representative and an idiot, Shelton in Harvest. Oh, my word. All right, man. We're going to take these calls. We're going to take these texts. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got a stack of these, dude. Man, we better speak out. We better. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. You bunch of right side ruffians, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about spanning south of Birmingham, the north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. What a great audience, man. I'm telling you right now, we got an audience that's like texting and calling. And you want to text in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. But when you do, tell us who you are and where you're from so we can say it. And then at the same time, if you want to call, you also call the same number, 833-68-RIGHT. Got some text. First of all, Goose in Franklin, Tennessee says he loves Just Love Coffee. Glad to hear it because, yes, Just Love, I think, is based out of that area. But thank you, Goose. Appreciate you. I got a text here from, was this Paul? It's Paul from Athens. He said, you know, with regards to this part of the Triple Dipper, speak now and no peace is what I said. We got to speak up. If we're going to maintain our rights, maintain our liberties, maintain our norms, maintain our values, maintain our abilities to move freely, then we've got to speak up. He said, not speaking up is what took prayer and the pledge out of schools. People didn't speak up, and before they realized it, it was too late. That's why they are trying to portray us as some kind of semi-fascist or fascist, hoping people will maybe ignore what the right side says, like, oh, they're the bad guys. Wow, great point, Paul. You nailed it. You nailed it. In fact, I'm going to give you the big thumbs up on the text back right there. Bam. Folks, we've got so many stories here that boggle the mind, but they're things we have to speak into. They're not all the same. I tried to pull a random sampling of stuff that we'd better address. Like, here's one, Washington Examiner. dated yesterday. Harvard students could be punished for not using preferred pronouns. First of all, if you're paying to go to Harvard, first, re-examine the return on your investment. But secondly, if you're paying to go to Harvard, maybe they ought to stop persecuting you for doing little things like, I don't know, not calling a single person they, them. But it says Title IX training at Harvard University reportedly told students that failing to use a person's preferred pronoun could be a violation of university policy. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The mandatory training contained multiple fictional scenarios explaining possible violations of the university's Title IX policies, including one in which students repeatedly use the wrong pronouns to address someone while making comments about gender identity. The training said the behavior described in the scenario contributes to a climate of disrespect, and it could result in admonition or even termination, dismissal, or expulsion. You know what? If you're a Harvard parent, a Harvard student, a Harvard alumni, you better speak up, because that university is supposed to be the bastion of education elitism in this nation, and it is literally telling people they can be kicked out for not corrupting the English language by calling someone something that the English language says is not appropriate to call them. It's Harvard. It's an educational institution. Allegedly, they rely upon proper grammar. They, them does not go to singulars. He's do not go to hers. Hers do not go to hims. How much clearer can it be? You better speak up, or you will not have an education at Harvard anymore unless you're so woke that you cannot, you know, care otherwise. How about this one? This is egregious. PJ Media has a story that came out yesterday. PJ Media, the headline dated yesterday is, "Now Biden's Trying to Redefine Pregnancy." I thought, what? How do you redefine pregnancy? I mean, I see where they're trying to redefine who is pregnant, but here's the deal. It says the actual purpose of the 1972 law, known as Title IX, was to prohibit sex-based discrimination in school sports and programs. We get it. It was to make sure that, like, if there was a baseball field, that the girls' softball field had equal access to facilities. It was to make sure that there was not a discrimination, like you only had boys' programs and not girls. It was to make sure there was no discrimination by gender. But now it says the radical left is abusing Title IX to impose a radical gender theory. Much has been said about how Joe Biden seeks to redefine sex, but less attention has been paid to the fact that Biden's 700-page-long proposed rule changes — why does it take 700 pages? — include redefining actual pregnancy, according to what the Heritage Foundation has researched and found. It says the Biden administration wants to redefine pregnancy to include childbirth, lactation, and, quote, termination of pregnancy, that is, abortion. Why would they do this? Because there are certain aspects under the law that protect pregnancy. And if you're protecting a definition of pregnancy that includes termination of pregnancy, meaning abortion, then you're protecting it by law. So the administration's three-pronged definition of pregnancy makes a notable departure from previous ones. The distinction is extremely consequential. Under Biden's revised definition, abortion would then be morally equivalent to carrying a child to term, giving birth, and breastfeeding. This, of course, it says, is absolutely crazy, and it redefines society. So, folks, I'm just telling you, and that's regulatory, by the way. That is not Congress acting. That is a regulatory executive action by a bunch of bureaucrats who are so woke they think they know better, and they're going to tell you that part of the definition of pregnancy under the law includes also, by the way, terminating the pregnancy. In other words, it's now protected under their regulatory guidelines. Got to speak up. Can't let that go. Can't just sit idly by and go, wow, that's pretty bad. Hope that doesn't need to. Anyway, no. Speak up now, or there will be no peace. Speak now and no peace. Oh, these stories are wearing me out, Boomer.
I bet. I mean, that's just...
God mighty. Here's one. Which one do I want first? Okay, Boomer, I'm going to let you pick. You ready?
Yes.
Do I want one on vaccine mandates in the military? Do you want to hear next about credit cards and gun purchases? Or do you want to hear one about the Boston Marathon with non-binary runners? Which one do you want?
Ooh, let's do that one.
What, Boston Marathon?
Yeah, I want to see Boston Marathon.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, great.
All right, not that either one of us is going to run a marathon anytime soon, but I'm just telling you, this is wrong. So as they try to do things like, you know, letting men compete in women's sports because they think they're women.
Yeah.
Or at least claim they are. Story on redstate.com dated yesterday. Brand new story.
Sweet.
Boston Marathon will host non-binary runners who effectively will be given points if they're biological males. Here's the thing. To run the Boston Marathon, you have to qualify. You have to give them your most recent times, right?
Right.
All right. Well, you're going to find your options are apparently not yours. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I know where you stand, brother. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, you're not confused. You're good.
No, I got it.
All right. Previously, the race has been officially endeavored by only men and women, but in 2023, it says Beantown, that's Boston, will see great strides taken for those who are neither. Oh, the event's registration page rings the bell of progress, it says. Here's the quote. The Boston Athletic Association is working on expanding opportunities for non-binary athletes at our events, including the upcoming 2023 Boston Marathon. While we do not currently have qualifying standards for non-binary athletes, we are working on ways that non-binary participants are accepted into the event. So here's what they do.
Oh,
they've got age standards that have to be met to run in the race,
okay, right?
Right. Like 18 to 34, 35 to 39, 40. They have times, men's and women's times.
Perfect.
The non-binaries are given the same times as women.
Oh.
Which, by the way, the qualifying is different.
Right.
So the current non-binary qualifying times are exactly the same as those for women. So here's the deal. If you and your friend are both male and 45 years old, and he identifies as a man, but you say you're neither, and you both score 349, you can make it in the race, but he won't. He won't qualify. But even though you're a guy, because you claim you're not a guy, and you run the same as him, you get to run the race, but he doesn't. Even though you're really a guy.
That's...
Dude.
That's terrible.
Dude, be the dude.
Right.
And take your time. But if we don't start... This is the kind of crap that's going to happen. And by the way, the Boston Marathon... Some of you may think out there in the audience, what's the Boston Marathon? It doesn't affect me. It does affect us.
It does.
That's a cultural icon right there. I mean, the Boston Marathon bombing, why they attack that? Because thousands come out to watch it.
And then before you know it, it's just going to start trickling down.
It's exactly right. And then if it happens to the Boston Marathon, where does it go next? Next thing you know, they've got, you know, major events like, I don't know, what's the qualifying time going to be for any other event in New York City, in Chicago, in Birmingham, Alabama? What are they going to do? They're going to go, you know what they did in Boston? Hey, we could do that here. Nobody said anything. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and then, yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, then let me do one more before the break. Which one do you want? Do you want the...
Did I hear something about guns?
You did.
Okay, I want that one.
You're a gun guy.
Yes.
All right. All right, I talked about it on the show the other day, but I got a little more detail right now. So better speak up, and thankfully there are some Republicans that are speaking up. So you remember the other day I talked about the fact that there's a new gig... for liberals to try and eat away at our Second Amendment rights by demanding that banks and credit card companies identify purchases that were made at gun stores.
Right, something about like changing a new code that they
exactly.
know or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's the deal. Daily Wire, dated yesterday again. Headline, more than 100 House Republicans demand answers from credit card giants categorizing sales at gun stores. In other words, what they're doing is creating a list. They're by de facto violating federal law, creating a gun registry, because what they're doing is the International Organization for Standardization, the ISO, is the one that creates the category codes that credit card companies use.
Mm-hmm.
And like so far, up to now, hadn't been a problem. Gun sales fall under sporting goods.
Right.
Okay. Except now they want a specific code just for guns. So if somebody buys a gun with a credit card, it goes into a list. Pray tell, why would they need a list? So they can begin using red flag laws. And they
right.
can begin comparing. What? Well, pray tell, how would they know? Because they give the list to law enforcement and they tell them in their state laws, in these liberal states, to scrutinize it under red flag state law requirements.
And then if you have something small on your record, oh, then someone just happens to show up at your house.
Or exactly. Or for that matter, maybe you bought three guns because, I don't know, you're going to get into three-gun competition.
Yeah.
Oh, three. He bought three guns. We need to go check on that. And you're flagged because you bought three guns. Maybe you bought a gun at one store, but the other one you wanted was not available, so you went to another store, and now you're on the list as buying two guns in two different places. Hey, that's suspicious. We better check this out. And then knock on your door. So House Republicans, more than 100 House Republicans, are demanding answers from major credit card companies over the controversial decision to categorize gun sales. Representative Elise Stefanik and House Republicans demanded the companies answer questions about their decision to adopt these new merchant category codes. And it was pushed by a left-wing activist banking firm called Amalgamated Bank that pushed for this. And at first, Visa and American Express raised concerns. Visa also cautioned that they did not feel like they were supposed to be the moral arbiters of society. But this year, they've all relented, it says, and they're adopting these new codes. And Amalgamated Bank, here's what Amalgamated Bank says. They gave it away. They said this states their intent to utilize software to flag allegedly suspicious purchases made by Americans exercising Second Amendment rights and file these red flags with law enforcement.
Okay, so let me ask you this. That's ridiculous because, one, we could buy it with cash. Two,
yeah.
How many criminals out there are going to just, let me just swipe my credit card because now I know they're going to actually know exactly what I bought.
It's the law-abiding citizens will be.
Exactly. I mean, they're just doing this to the law-abiding citizens.
Speak up.
I mean, that's just
Speak up.
Oh, my goodness.
Speak up.
Like, how do they not see that?
Take me to a break.
Yeah, I should do that.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back up and wrap this segment up. I got a few more. Like, I don't know. How about the fact that Christian rhetoric should never mix with politics? You are considered fringe now. I got news. Jesus is Lord, and I was a politician. How do you like that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And by the way, before I go any further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, you hear me talk about them a lot. I was over there today at their offices. They are kicking it. So ZLA Solutions is one of the best around right now at getting people and jobs together. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Major, major employer groups are still hiring everywhere, and they've got a bunch of jobs opening up. They told me they're about to just have a mass because of a new client they're bringing on. But they like, if you're the employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can do that. ZLA Solutions is really good at this. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And that is literally their mission in life. They want to help you make your business better. So you're looking for a job or you need people to do the jobs, go to ZLAUSA.com and tell them you heard about it on the Right Side because we talk all the time and I get the biggest kick out of them saying that. All right, I am in a part of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling Speak Now and Know, as in K-N-O-W, Speak Now and Know Peace. And when I say that, what I mean is got to speak out. Got to address these things as they're happening. Can't just let this go on. And when I say this, I'm talking about the various things that I've been covering. Now, Charlene made the point. She just texted me and said, tell them how to speak out. Well, I mean, that's a great point, honey. And there's a variety of ways. Let me just suggest a few. I mean, I got a bunch of Right Side ruffians. Some of you guys know how to speak out. I get it. Some of you may, though, be thinking, what would I do? What's the first thing I could do? Well, I've given you stories about things happening in society. I've given you stories here about things happening in school board meetings and you know, elected officials that are way off base. I've given you stories about things happening in culture. Here's the thing. Find your spot. Find your passion point. is education your passion point? Is you know, allowing religious freedom your passion point? Is ethics and politics your passion point? Is your is the Second Amendment your passion point? Find it. Find the thing that fires you up, and you will find the way to speak. I guarantee you. It may be that you are the one who stands up at the school board meeting and addresses a topic that no one else is willing to speak to. It may be that you're the one who writes a letter to the editor. It may be that you're the one who calls your elected official. And by the way, elected officials do receive calls. You could call your congressman right now. Your state legislators in the state House and state Senate. I mean, well, I was a state senator for 8 years. I got calls on my cell phone all the time. If you can't find their cell phone, I guarantee you somebody around you knows how to get them. But what I'm saying is this. Tell your elected officials what your concerns are. Talk to your pastor and ask them if there are any support groups that do the things that you want to do. You know, look around and see if the United Way is doing something on a cause. What are, you find your passion point, you will find your speaking place, I guarantee you. But if we don't speak out, it's going to be things like this right here from PJ Media, dated yesterday. Miami Herald warns that Christian rhetoric could mobilize fringe mobs. How's that for a headline? You see where we're going here? You see what they're trying to say about in society? It says the Miami Herald, according to the story in the PJ Media, Miami Herald has discovered something about Republican politicians, and boy, it's a problem. You may want to sit down for this one. GOP politicians who are Christians sometimes use scripture in their speeches. Yeah. All right. Well, this particular Anna Ceballos, who writes for the Miami Herald, took issue with Governor Ron DeSantis, saying that he's playing with fire. When in a speech he recently gave, he said, put on the full armor of God, stand firm against the left schemes, and you will face flaming arrows, but if you have the shield of faith, you will overcome them. And in Florida, we walk the line here, he said. And now, you know, say what you want about whether the fact he labeled the left as being evil, but some of what I'm describing is. And Ceballo says, this is problematic. There's a slim chance that an extremely small fringe of people might take the spiritual warfare talk literally. It might become dangerous. DeSantis, she says, and other Republicans on the campaign trail are blending elements of Christianity with being American and portraying their battle against political opponents as between good and evil. And this is, in her words, Christian nationalism. Well, I got news. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I believe that America is great, and I don't mind seeing the two come together. Call me a Christian nationalist. That's me. Well, folks, I had more. Not going to get to it, but just do know this. You can make a difference, and I mean that with all sincerity. Speak now and know peace. You don't speak now, you will know no peace because they're going to take all they can get. All right, folks, it's been a great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.